Phew, that was a steep walk, but it's worth it for these views.
From just a little bit higher, you get the full panorama from the sea to the east, right round to the Cheviot Hills in the west.
The rock art is hard to find, though, especially with the long grass. You'd be unlikely to stumble across it by accident.
Can you see the cup and ring marks? Or should I say, the cups and squares?
Oh, yes, some of them are square. Isn't rock art normally round?
Yes, that's right. We're not sure why this is different. Maybe it was the local style? Similar rectangles have been found at a couple of other sites in the area, but they are unusual.
Does the square shape maybe mean something? Perhaps it matters how many cups are inside the square or how many grooves there are. This one has 3 grooves and, let me just count, 14 cups. It looks like a plan of a settlement. Maybe the cups are houses and the grooves are boundaries?
Well, that's one of many suggestions that have been made. Your idea might work for these carvings, but maybe not for others. Perhaps rock art in different places had different roles, or its meaning changed over time. We think that cups and rings were made over a period of at least 2,000 years.
So would all of this panel have been carved at the same time?
It's difficult to know. Can you see how this outcrop has 3 different levels? It may be that some carvings have been removed from the original surface and new ones added at a lower level. The lower ones look less weathered. It could be that they are newer, or they were protected by turf.
I wonder what would have happened to the carvings if they were removed.